the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, our little Azzy, our little boy is now a man because today's the day. Oh, we're going to tell you about it at the end of the show.
Something very special has happened.
It is the show.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Sarah.
Please, hi. I have some news about my, well, who I wanted to be my best friend forever. My new one, of course, Bindi Irwin. The young 21-year-old lass whom I've had a little friendship girl crush on for quite a while. I think we'd get along famously. Two things. One, we received an email saying Bindi didn't have any time to meet me.
Aww.
Which is not off to a good BFF start, if I'm honest.
We tried. We really tried.
We tried so hard.
Her publicity team, it's like a fortress there. It's Fort Knox.
Oh, yeah. Because everyone wants a piece of Bindi.
They don't want a bar of anyone.
That or they listen
you
to the
particular.
Show and know what they're in for.
Look, I'm still here if Bindi changes her mind, but... Her attention is on an even cuter creature, if I may say so, and that's a koala. Because it's come to light that to her upcoming nuptials with longtime boyfriend Chandler, she will be walked down the aisle at the family zoo by a koala.
What?
I mean, so she's walking the koala down the aisle because the koala ain't walking her.
Stop.
She's holding the
stop.
Koala.
Stop.
She's holding
stop.
The koala in her arms.
Stop. I don't know how you
like
think
a little
it's okay,
koala hug.
Can you please say koala before we go
not
any
the
further?
I'm only person, Sarah, that says koala.
You might
it's
be.
It's very Australian.
It's not spelled K-W-A-L-A.
I understand that. I know how to spell
Let's
it.
Just try.
I have never in
move
my
move your mouth. Ko.
I know how to. I've just. I know that you say it koala.
Yeah, correctly.
But it's. I am sure that people say koala too.
Kuala Lumpur. Yes. If you're travelling there.
Maybe that's how I got it. Because I have been to Kuala Lumpur many a time.
Oh. Were you a model there?
I was. I was Asian. Faux Asian.
Summer is nigh approaching. Not too long now until it's time to have fun, fun, fun. Till a daddy takes a tip. No, that's
no.
the wrong song.
Okay.
I was
everything.
Gonna go, I was going to go fun in the sun.
This is the thing, right? This is when you know that somebody who doesn't like the sun is about to talk about summer. When they start with a Shakespearean sonnet, summer is nigh approaching. This is not going to be a California girl talking, okay? And then they start singing a Beach Boys song, which in theory sounds good, but then it turns out to be a song about a car.
Terrible.
Keep
terrible.
Going, Sarah.
Well, look,
good
I
luck.
Look, okay, the ruse is up. I hate summer. I hate the heat. I hate sweating. It makes me a more terrible version of myself.
Which is hard to beat.
I hate the feel of my skin burning. Now, I have very pale, pale skin. So it's something that only truly pale people know that they can feel the sizzle.
Sarah,
when
I
they
feel
even attempt
the sizzle.
To enjoy outdoor activities, regardless of whether you're slathered in SPF or
I
not.
I feel the sizzle.
Not like I do, Liz.
I do feel it.
Well, I don't think you do because I've invested in a new pair of togs, bathers, swimmers, whatever you want to call them, whatever part of this beautiful, hot, sunburned country we're in.
What do you call them as?
Call what? Sorry, I wasn't listening. Swimmers.
Do you call them swimmers?
Like swimmers.
I have stumbled
across. I call them togs.
A pair of togs.
That's an age thing.
That have... An inbuilt,
no.
Well, it's a you know, they've got long sleeves on them. Many a one piece do these days. But they've also got legs built into them.
No,
too.
Sarah.
It's I feel like I
is it a beekeeper's suit?
No. Think
it
more
has the hat
Catwoman.
And the net.
Think Catwoman, but on the beach.
It's cat. You have bought
yes.
a head-to-toe Catwoman suit.
Yes. Yes, I have. That is specific for beach and active wear.
Sarah, you are...
It means I will not have to put sunscreen on anywhere else but my face, the back of my hands and the tops of my feet. Can I tell you how excited that makes me?
What colour is it?
Black. Black like a seal. Like a live
okay, you better
seal.
Never go into the water because for someone who's scared of sharks, you have just purchased yourself death.
Look, I can zip a little bit down to cleavage for a little bit of a sexual look, which I won't really do because you can get burnt there. It'll be up to the neck. All right, it's a modesty pair of togs, and I'm hot for it. I can't wait for my husband to see it because as it is, he always says, why can't you just be normal when we go to the beach?
Why can't you be normal when we go to the beach?
I'm going
to
be like a ninja walking behind the family.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I was talking to one of my mates who's in his mid-20s. Yes, that's right. I hang with the cool kids.
I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
And I do have a friend who's in his mid-20s. And he was telling me something remarkable that I can't believe I've lived
your
my
husband's
life.
Cousin just spit it out.
It wasn't.
He's related.
He's not related to me. Shush. He was telling me something really remarkable that I think you and I have missed out on, and I don't understand how or why we've lived our lives so far without doing this. It's about bank transfers. You know when you owe someone money for some banal little thing? Like just say I buy a joint birthday present for one of our friends and then I owe you $50
bucks. Yeah, I mean,
I get
how the process works.
Okay, well, I'm talking you through it.
I have done a bank transfer.
And then I go into my phone banking and I do the transfer. Now, in the description, instead of being boring and writing transfer for friend's birthday present.
Yes.
This friend of mine tricks his friends and his parents and whoever and he writes horrible things like money for bitches and hoes. And I'm so sorry for saying those appalling words, but he often does it to his father. So he'll owe his dad money for fuel or whatever, and then he does it on his for his dad because he knows that the mum reads the bank transactions. So it says, thanks for the bitches and hoes.
I feel like this is all well and good, but I remember when we were getting our mortgage because the banks cracked down so much, we had to provide like 3 months of bank statements. So if you've got friends that like to play jokes on you and they're regularly writing things like for bitches and hoes or for the drugs or what have you.
Yes.
This could shoot you in the foot.
You reckon it could jeopardise?
Yes, I do.
One's chance of getting a loan.
Yes. I mean, it's funny. Do it for the laugh, by all means. But you could
have you ever done that,
you could be screwing up your mate's finances.
You're young.
No.
You've
Nobody's
never done
transferred
that.
Some money for you for the bitches and the hoes.
No, unfortunately, I don't have to pay for them.
Sarah, I feel that you're familiar with being a handbrake in people's lives. Like a fun handbrake. You know, people want to do something fun and then Sarah pipes up and says, no.
I don't think
let's
we should.
Let's not. Okay. So I want to talk to you about the fact that
I'd correct you, but you're 100% right.
I realise that I perhaps am being the handbrake in my husband's life at the moment. Okay. He's invested in a wood-fired pizza oven.
He has been wanting that beast for years.
It's for his 40th. He turns 40 in February. I said, build it, buy it, make it happen. It's yours.
Build it and I will come.
Exactly.
I meant to.
Okay, moving on. So the pizza oven is built, guys, and we fired her up last night.
Yes.
And now I fear that I've made a grave mistake in allowing this because now all Dane wants to cook is pizza.
Oh.
That's all he wants to eat. He's essentially shut down our newly renovated kitchen. We don't need it anymore, apparently. We live outside now and we cook everything on a pizza oven. He's even moved on to other things he can make on the pizza oven. He's talking about oysters, Kilpatrick. He's talking about steak in the pizza oven. He's talking about suckling pigs. He's talking about banana breads. It's too much.
Quite a diverse range.
It's too diverse.
Recipes for a pizza oven, I would think.
I mean, it's called a pizza oven for a bloody reason, isn't it?
I mean, I think you're too hard on him. I think when he commits to something, he commits wholeheartedly. That includes to you for life, a mystery from which I will never understand, okay? And now...
You don't know me.
Oh, mate, I know you. Trust me, I know you.
And you don't know me in a marriage.
I take my hat off to Dane. I really bloody do. So the fact that he has got this pizza oven and he's wanting to serve you and the family by cooking all these amazing culinary delights.
This is the reality of a pizza
oven. I mean, don't you want a pizza him?
Sarah, stop with your revolting puns. I hate them.
I hate
your advice.
You're such a weirdo. That was dough.
I know the word dough is in weirdo.
I didn't get that.
What kind of pizza does Jesus like?
Jesus Christ.
Those two girls.
I've realised something about my husband, and that is that for 8 hours at least every day, he is grossly underprepared for what life may throw at him. Now, to tell you why, I've got to take you into my bedroom. So,
please don't.
Okay. When
Open
I go
the padlock.
To bed, air it out, blow the dust off. Now, when I go to bed.
Is that a dodo?
Hear the clink of my chastity belt being put back on. Now, I go to bed fully clothed, okay?
Do you?
Yeah, fully clothed.
Why are we not surprised?
It doesn't even surprise me that you've asked that question. Fully clothed, and I sleep with the doona and the sheet on. I don't care what season it is, what the weather's doing outside. That is my sleep attire, right?
Is your house a monastery?
My husband has the audacity to walk into our shared bedroom and say to me, "What the hell is wrong with you? Why do you sleep with the doona on? Why do you sleep with so many clothes on?" Right? Because he just sleeps with his trunks on. Okay? Doesn't even have a sheet on the top of him most of the time.
No.
And that's because I feel like in case of emergency, I can jump up and I am ready to rumble. Okay? Him.
What does that mean?
No.
What does that mean, Sarah?
Well, I'm ready to defend. I'm ready to fight. You can't do that with everything flapping around, can you? Right? People who sleep naked or nearly nude are not prepared for life's emergencies.
Why not? You can fight someone off in the nude.
What? Has your husband ever had to do that, Lise?
Yes, he has, Sarah.
What? Please tell.
One night, we were in our bed, and my husband must have heard some chaos outside, and he bounded out of bed. He wasn't nude. He was in his jocks.
Yeah.
Okay? And he ran outside, and he stood on our veranda like a silverback gorilla. Okay, picture it. That's exactly what he was like, all 6'4" of him in his undies.
And do you ever look at some silverback gorillas and think, geez, you're good looking?
I just go, you are familiar. Anyway, he's on the veranda, nearly nude, beating his chest. And in our yard, guys, there were two policemen with German Shepherd police dogs on a chain. Okay. Someone had run through our property and they were trying to apprehend him.
I mean, is that not a terrifying sight more than anyone they're
terrifying.
Trying to apprehend?
It
Your
is.
Husband there as a gorilla, as you've called him, in his jocks, beating his chest, yelling.
Yeah, they were impressed. They were like, "We're so sorry, Silverback."
What is that?
And then that's me picking nits out of his chest hair and eating them. Grooming one another.
You and me, baby.
I'm like Jane Goodall.
That's a reference.
Oh, my God. Gorillas in the Mist.
Oh, my God. Gorillas in the Mist. I mean, I actually cried at that, if one can believe.
I can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's such a... Have you not seen that movie, Aaron?
No, I've never even heard of it.
What? Gorillas in the Mist?
No.
Aaron, do yourself a favour now that you live alone. Finally! And you've moved out of home.
Moving.
Finally!
Yes, Aaron moved out of home today, everyone.
Oh!
Back tomorrow from 5.
Baby bird has flown the coop.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
How do you feel? How are you feeling? 23
years. Well, let's fill the listeners in.
Living at home with your mum and dad, and today you move out.
Ah, look, not technically. I have another night at home.
Well, you take possession of your apartment.
You know, this
today.
Is the difference between you and I, Aaron. When I moved out of home, I was so eager for my freedom that even though I didn't have the keys until the following day, similar to you, I slept in my car.
Wow.
Why would you do that? That's unnecessary.
Would I? It was fun. I was
but
so excited.
You had a perfectly good bed at home in Jindalee. Why did you sleep in? And what car did you drive? It was a
A Mitsubishi Colt.
Okay, that is not compatible with an almost 6 foot tall girl.
I don't know. I was just so excited. I can't believe you've waited this long without moving out. But, you know, props to you. You've done it.
Thank you.
It is exciting. And you know what? You're moving into a place that I never would have dreamed of moving into. I wouldn't have had the coin. I wouldn't have had that level of maturity to move in alone. For starters.
No, you'll make someone a wonderful partner. Long said that.
Like, it's a really grown-up place. It's
very
a grown-up residence.
He's got proper matching furniture.
Oh, my God.
He's got the Wedgwood plates, can finally have a home of their own outside the box that he's been storing at his parents' for 8 months. I mean, hats off, Azzy. Hats
Thank
off.
You.
Also, when are we coming over?
When are we coming over?
We've long spoken about this. The radio awards are next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-drinks at my apartment. Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right.
All right.
As long as you've got the Jats and Cabana, we're there.
We should go.
Bye.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.